With all this talk of a looming government shutdown on Friday, what exactly would that mean? Well, the Obama administration says many tax returns would not be processed and access to government-backed mortgages would be limited. It also says the National Zoo, the Smithsonian Museums, and national parks would close. There are also questions about whether some troops might not get paid and which federal workers would have to turn off those BlackBerries. On the flip side, though, mail would be delivered, wars would be fought, air traffic controllers would watch over the skies, and Congress would still be in session. About 800,000 federal workers would be affected in a shutdown, but which ones and how much would a shutdown affect us? Helping us answer that question is Steve Ressler. He's the founder of GovLoop.com, a social media site used by 42,000 government workers. And Steve, first of all, essential workers would go to work, but who's essential?
The official definition is folks whose job is related to the constitutional responsibilities related to protection of human life or related to protection of property. So it's basically the essential roles that are related to the mission of an agency that is deemed essential for our country.
What do you think would definitely shut down and what would definitely continue?
So definitely think anything security related definitely will be open. So the wars will be continued to be fought. Screeners will definitely be going, Border Patrol agents, anything that you see is kind of protecting our country, 100%, that's going to be there. I think both parties agree that that's essential, very, very important. I think the clear ones that are definitely going to shut down, and this has happened before, actually there's been seven shutdowns between 81 and 95, and the last big one was in that 95-96 with a shutdown. And during that time, museums and parks shut down. A lot of kind of basically all the white-collar back office government shut down, so that's technology workers and HR workers, which sound like they're not important, but those are the people processing paychecks for those frontline workers or running the technology systems that our military is using to catch the bad guys.
It's my understanding, though, that there is some type of provision in the works where the military would still get paid.
Yep. So the goal is, I think everyone wants to make sure the military gets paid. But there are always some questions just generally of who's going to get paid. Are they going to get paid during that time or after the fact? And really what we see on our side, and you can watch the media as well, is there's just a lot of confusion around the topic. In the last big shutdown, people did get paid, but it was after the fact, and people were very nervous. Our economy is just starting to rebound. Do we want millions of folks unemployed and unpaid? It is not good for our economy at this point in time.
You know, when you mentioned that, when you mentioned the last big shutdown, and that was 3 weeks long, and folks did get paid retroactively, I guess it sort of begs the question, why shut down if you're not saving any money and you're paying these workers anyway?
There's political ramifications that are going on. We see that because this is gearing up for an election year. And I think, you know, when you talk to government employees, which I think it's important to distinguish them, they're not political. They're just doing the job of government, which is, processing taxes on time, protecting our country. They really just want to go to work and do their job. And I think there just needs to be agreement on the budget. What we've seen, actually, this will be the first potential shutdown in, I guess, almost 15 years. But, every year it gets pushed back and pushed back that folks have to sign a budget by September 30th. But no one can make decisions, so we're continually on these continuing resolutions every year. And I think it's just really hard for government agencies to start moving forward. Imagine if you work for a company and you got to make your budget decisions by January 1st, and no one would make a decision until June 30th, and you only have six more months to execute. It's just not a great way to operate. So I really hope Congress can come together and start making these decisions.
Yeah, we mentioned 42,000 government employees use your site. What kind of comments are you hearing?
Yeah, first of all, a lot of confusion just about, will I get paid, won't I get paid? And I think that's the hardest part. You feel like you're on a tarmac, when your airplane's delayed and there's a lot going on. And I always like it when the pilot tells me, hey, our wing's broken, it's getting fixed, or we're refueling for oil. And I feel like most government employees feel like they're on the tarmac, kind of stuck, and they're hearing no information, and they really don't know what's going on. I think that's just really the hardest part.
Steve Ressler is the founder of GovLoop.com. He gave us a look at what a government shutdown might mean. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much.